Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simin Shin Nun Tes. We are on page 428. Simin Shin Nun Tes is Din Rechava Shachare Habatim, the law of the Rechava, which as we'll see is the area behind the houses. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Rechava Shachare Habatim, a backyard, basically, a rechava that is behind the houses. Yiseira al beis asayim. If it is more than an area of a beis asayim, v'lo hukfa ladira, it was not surrounded for dwelling reasons. So ein metatlin ba elobar. But Amos, this is a review of what we've seen already many times. But now we're not talking about a karfeit that's a standalone place, but we're talking about a rechava that's behind the houses. If it's more than a beis asayim, it was not surrounded for dwelling, you can't carry in it more than 4 amos. The im pasach lo pesach mi beso. But if you first opened an entrance from your house into the rechava, the achar kach hikifa, and then you surrounded this back area, afilu im yesh goren bein olabayis, even if there is a goren, a threshing floor between the house and the rechava, havi hekel fadira, since you put the walls up after you open the back door from the house, that's considered hukal fadira, and no matter what size the rechava is, it will be mutter to carry there freely. The Ramah says, that which we are not careful in terms of carrying in the chatzeros behind our houses, that's because nowadays we could assume the area behind the houses were hukah fadira, commotion is barl el gabi karfif, like we saw earlier. Legabe the Karfev says the Mishabura Sivkatan Aleph. This is really an introduction to the Simen, and it's really a summary of everything that we know already. Says the Mishabura Sivkatan Aleph, Darkon Hoya Lahaniach Shetach Mokom Panu Lifnei Habatim Vachori Habatim. When they used to make houses, they built houses, the normal way was to leave an open area in front of the house and to leave an open area behind the house. Also, shelifnei habatim, the area in front of the houses, kari chatzer, that's called a chatzer. Va'uso shelachori habatim, kari b'shem rechava, the area behind the houses is called a rechava. So there's an area, front yard, a backyard. The front yard is called a chatzer. The backyard is called a rechava. Va'yadarkon lahakifam v'mechitzos, and the normal way was to surround both these areas with walls. V'hine also chelak hakari b'shem chatzer, the area in front of the house that was surrounded by a wall. That was called a chatzer, bevadai hukfa ladira, that for sure was enclosed for dwelling purposes. Shederech laso shom kol tashmishi abayis, it was their way in the olden days to do all their tashmishi abayis in the front area in the chatzer. The alkena, therefore, afilu imuyasim and beis asayim, therefore, even if the front chatzer is larger than the area of the beis asayim, the afilu asara koran, even if it's as big as 10 kor, mutter letaltel bekulo, you can carry freely in that area. The af mehabayas lesocho, and even from the house into the chatzer, imhu dechad gavra, if they are both owned by the same person, o shel shnayim ve'irvu yachar, or even if they're owned by two people, but they made an erev together, you can carry freely from the bayas to the chatzer in front of it. The rishus Echad who is considered one reshus. Achein rechava, however, the backyard, the rechava, the area behind the house, mistoma lohuk v'ladira, there we assume it was not surrounded for dwelling purposes. She'ein darkon l'shtamei sham tashmishi abayis kol kach, although they used the area in front of the house for the tashmishi abayis, they did not normally use the area behind the house for the tashmishi abayis. V'alkein, and therefore, dino kekarfeith. Therefore, it had the law of a karfeith. Le'inyon yoser mebeis asayim, if it was larger than the beis asayim. And what's a karfeith? Again, a little chazaro. Humasha usin rachok me'ir. A classic karfeith is an area that is made far away from the city. Mokom mukaf mechitzos. It's an area that you surround by walls. Lahaniach sham eitzim ukeagavna. You use it to store your wood or other things. So a karfeith is an area that's not normally hukaf adira. It's a distant from the city, and it's there to store the wood. So over here, the rechava is also made not to do tashmishe bayis. So it's similar to a karfeith. You assume it's not surrounded for dwelling purposes. The atun nevar divrei Shulchan Aruch, and says the Chavetz Chaim. Now I'm going to explain the words of the Shulchan Aruch. So rechava achore habotim, this area behind the houses. V'hainu shehikif ashetach aponuri azeh. You surrounded this open area b'shalosh mechitzos with 3 walls. The hismich osam lekosa beso. So the back wall of the house is wall number one, and you put 3 other walls up behind your house to surround this open area. Sefkatan beis, if it's low hukav ladira. You did not open a back door to the back ruchava before you put the walls up. You first put the walls up and then you made a back door. That is lohuk of adira. Then you are limited in your carrying that you can only carry ba'ar ba'amos of katan gimel. Kedin sha'ar karfef shalohuk of adira, like any other karfef that we've been discussing that is not huk of adira. Kudl el basimin shinun ches of aleph. A kol shekein sha'asr l'taltal mimenu l'bayas. Certainly you're not allowed to carry from the ruchava to the bayas, just like you can't carry from the karfef to the bayas. Avol im ein be'akefa rocks asayim, but if it's only an area of a base asayim or less, ain law din karfif, then it does not get the law of a karfif, umutu atalta mimena afilu labayis, then you can carry freely in the rechava and also from the rechava to the bayis. Lefi she'ena reshus muchlekes min abayis, because if it's less than a base asayim or up to a base asayim, it is not considered a separated reshus from the bayis, lagamri, totally, kamo karfif, like a karfif, is afal pish lukul adira. So even though it's not lukul adira, if it's less than a base asayim or up to a base asayim, you can carry from the rechava into the bayis. Sevkotan dalid, the mechaber said, even if there is a goren separating from the house to the area behind, it doesn't matter. As long as it's lukul adira, you can carry freely in the rechava and to the house. Wrote Salomer, afilu imhoya goren. So even if you had a threshing floor outside of your house in the back, kodem shehukaf hashalosh mechitzas, before you put up the three walls, ein omrim, we do not say shebishvil hagoren nifta pesach bakos labayis. We don't say because of the threshing floor, that's why you open the back door to your house. The ein kan pesach l'rechava, and we don't say that we don't consider it an opening to the rechava. Ella rather stama niftach l'rechava, the stam back door is open to the area behind the goren to the rechava. Varehi mukaf hadira, and therefore when the walls were put up after this opening was there, it's considered mukavadira, umutu latalto bekulon, you can carry freely in the whole area, vafilu mimenu labesa, even from there to your house. Sivkoton hei b'chatzeru shachori abatim, this is going on the Ramah that says, that which we're not careful to carry in the chatzerus behind the houses, because mistama they're done, ladira, says in Mishabura, hainu rechavad l'el, this is referring back to rechavad before, that concludes Simen Shin and Tes, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll begin the new Simen Shin Samach.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.